Audio point 4. Canal workers. These picturesque cottages with long gardens were built for the canal workers and have the original pigsties behind them. The first one, Candreff, was built in the 1840s, and as it is detached, it was probably built at that time for a canal maintenance foreman. Numbers 4 and 5 were built after 1890. Numbers 2 to 3 were also built in the 1840s. Despite the numbering, number 1, nearer the aqueduct, was also built after 1890. All of these cottages are built on the high platform spoil mound from the cutting of the canal and Chirk Tunnel. On the other side of the canal lies the quarry that supplied much of the aqueduct limestone. That side of the canal would once have been served by Woodlands Footbridge. You may have noticed the remains of the stonework on the other side. All along the canal, men would have been responsible for looking after different sections, carrying out maintenance work and lowering water levels in times of heavy rain in order to prevent flooding and burst banks. Just past number 1, you can look out for a sluice gearing, which is a reminder of that time. Some of the last maintenance workers, such as Bert Sides and his father, Mr. Sides, are remembered by residents today.
Oh, well, what about Mr. Sides and his punt? He used to use the flat-bottomed barge, and when we were kids, we used to jump in and take the plugs out. And he was really horrible to children. He had a load himself. He used to take these plugs out, and he'd find it just about ready to disappear. But then he managed to pull it out. This is at the other end, near to the aqueduct, you know. We used to punt up and down, or we'd hide the punt.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of those punts, they weren't done for maintenance. Mm. I mean, it was a yearly thing that they would go along with a big scythe, cutting all the weed, all the reed. And they would just come to the top and they would dam the canal. And they would just go so far, then they would take all the weed out.
The land in between the cottages may have been used during the aqueduct's construction. It has also been stabling, and now it will soon be transformed and useful again.
So a lot happened along the canal since the World Heritage has come into the area. People in this village are now very interested in the history of Chirk Bank, you know, and what it was in the past. This is a piece of scrubland. You're just talking about Bert Sides. He had a garden there for years and years, and we're going to have allotments.
Continue walking, and as you round the bend, you will be in for a visual treat. Once on the aqueduct, you should play audio point 5.